Hargy, I declare myself pickled pink about...
Check. Yo, Jay, check, check. What's my fan of
Giggles? Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
This is what happens when you set up 10 minutes before showtime.
This is what happens when you show up a quarter till and expect everything to be ready. You can't count on me.
Hey, I can't count on
you. Have you ever learned to count on me?
No, not at all. All
right. Super Bowl Sunday. Dave and Giggles.
Super Bowl, what else is today?
It's your birthday, buddy.
Oh.
The big 3-1? Is that what it is? What is this? What is this? Is this me?
Are you plugged in?
What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, man. Oh, Super Bowl Sunday. Wow. All right, so what's going on? What is going on? We need to focus. What is going on over there with your computer?
I went on Ustream and I was trying to find her.
Did you mute it?
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't know what to do. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Whew.
Let's settle down a little bit.
Let's take it down
a
notch.
A breath and focus. All right, so today is my...
it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. As I was telling Jason, I am 1 year old. I'm 31.
31. Do you feel like a birthday vibe, like a chi? You feeling really good? You know how you feel really good on your birthday and you think nothing can go wrong?
Yes, I do. It feels good. Yeah, last night I got it. I was like at work and I was like, oh, it's my birthday. I turned midnight and I was like, yeah, all right. I feel this. Feeling my birthday.
You know, it's your birthday. And
go ahead.
No, for your birthday present, the scrap is taking your car.
Yeah, I know. At least I didn't have to pick up his lady friend.
A little mutt. I swear, if that mutt's coming over here, I'm going to poison it.
Wow. So, the Super Bowl, as we could refer to it as the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Although they don't like us to say that, but it stole my birthday this year.
They don't like us to say Super Bowl?
I don't know what they want us to say.
They shouldn't call it the Super Bowl if they don't want us to call it
exactly.
The Super Bowl.
Actually, it was a couple weeks ago, too, where what's the saying for the New Orleans Saints has? It's like, do you know what that is?
Trying to get past a natural disaster.
Yeah, well, that was Haiti, but...
No, you don't. See, people don't remember Katrina. The Super Bowl is going to
be officially... it totally wiped out Katrina. Nobody cares anymore.
Oh, man.
They still use that same stadium that all that shit happened in, huh?
I know.
Like, lots of people got murdered and...
Raped.
Ugh. Terrible.
Oh, it is awful.
Terrible.
So, what else is happening?
Well,
or is it just Super Bowl today?
It's not just Super Bowl. There's the chili cook-off.
Yeah, there is a chili cook-off.
We will announce the winners on the website, because I think the chili competition...
We'll get some pictures. Can we get some pictures?
We'll get some pictures. I got the camera.
We
got everything going on.
All right, so for those out there, don't feel intimidated. Call us. Tell us what's going on.
646-915-9228.
And I am Dave, your host, along with...
Giggles.
And our producer, Jason, who the other night, we went out, we talked about his show down at the creek.
It was good to see all those listeners out.
And, it was good to see all you listeners out there. But in turn, your group won. It took the prize.
And a close vote. According to the people.
That's what they always
the
say, I think.
You guys were so much better than everybody else.
Oh, thank
yeah, you.
Yeah,
you really were.
There was that one group, and I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to say any names, but I was just like, my face was just jaw-dropped. I was like, what is going on here?
You guys were really on that night. I was really impressed.
Now, is that what's tough about improv is, like, you got to try to be funny? Or do you just, like, you always got to say...
I think the show that you were referring to, if we want to analyze improv for a little bit, is that they were thinking too much. And what you saw was us not thinking too hard.
Not thinking at all.
That's the goal. I think
it worked out really well. I thought you guys did a really good job.
Now, that guy with the mustache, That's a pretty fierce mustache. I think he wouldn't have been as funny if he didn't have the mustache.
On my team?
On your team.
That's Nick Vatterai.
Nick Vatterai.
Be a host on this program. I forgot to tell you guys.
Co-host. There's only two of us here.
Oh, yeah, not even a host. He's just going to be a guest. Sorry. Guest. There's no regime change.
No regime change.
Super Bowl. He's going to come on the show in a couple weeks. And
I love it.
And we'll learn more about his mustache and his.
That's awesome.
I love it. So 646-915-9228. I also want to start an ongoing bit.
Yeah.
I talked to you about it the other day. And you used to call out a word.
Nukes.
Nukes. You used to call out a word like hemorrhoids. You used to call out just random words. I miss that about you. I also miss you being here when the show was on. But that's a whole other story.
What are you talking about? Being
good show.
Being here when the show is on. What do you mean?
Mentally.
Mentally. You know, I've been
a little scatterbrained.
A little scatterbrained.
But, you know, I enjoy that. So for callers, 646-915-9228, I want you to call in and just shout out a word. And Giggles will give you his interpretation and definition of that word.
Mm-hmm.
So you call up and you go, whatever it's going to be, rainforest.
Rainforest.
And maybe he'll even give you like a little natural sound. Whatever it's going to be. But I see this bit becoming like an ongoing thing. Whenever you will start the show, you call in, you give us words, and Giggles will give you his interpretation.
I like it. What do you think about my wardrobe right now?
You're wearing the wife beater.
Wearing the wife beater?
A brown wife beater.
A brown wife beater.
Is that your ode to Super Bowl?
It's my ode to Super Bowl.
I like it.
I'm pissed that the Browns didn't get in. Does anybody even watch the Browns?
But that reality was established by week 4.
Yeah.
To be honest. You've had enough time to get over it.
He's very right.
I will turn the... Oh, it's a little cold in here.
Well, you're wearing a wife beater.
I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to air out a little bit. I put on a little Old Spice. But what's got Giggles Goat here?
What's got Giggles Goat?
You smell butter and paprika?
You sons of bitches.
Butter and paprika.
What's got my goat this week is Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's?
It's the second time I've gone in there.
How could you hate Trader Joe's?
Because I go
Don't
in
they
there.
They wear those fun shirts.
They're you know, they're all like, you know, hip and, you know, hippies and, like, you know, you can tell they're smoking weed in the back. But anyways, like, I go in there and there's a line out the door. And I'm just like, why can't I just come in here, get what I need to get, and get out of here? But I think Trader Joe's in Union Square has like 100,000 people that go in there every day. What's going on here?
No, she's looking at pictures. Don't worry about it. you're mad at Trader Joe's because they get a lot of business.
They get a ton of business.
Why don't you go somewhere else?
But I like their prices.
So then why are you bitching about
it? I'm just saying the lines.
So like, you're bitching about the customers.
So if they were to raise their prices by, say, 10% and it meant 10% less people went, would you still go?
No.
So there you go, Trader Joe's. You're doing a good job. Keep it up.
I don't understand.
It's just my beef. It's like survival of the fittest. You know, you go in there and the shelves are empty and people got to eat.
People,
you know,
got to eat.
I think we're starved for food here.
$3 bottles of wine.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's the wine shop. And the wine shop's usually not as busy as the food store.
Right.
Because all those NYU schmucks are in there. And
they're all 20.
20.
Or under. You know. One, like Dave.
Or one. 646-915-9223.
What's...
No, 99225. My fault.
What?
646-915-9228.
9228.
I said 9223, but don't listen to me. 9228.
Don't listen to you at all. What's in the news? What's going on?
They came out. You know how we're a big fan of lists. I think they came out with a list of the drunkest cities in America. Now, if you were going to name the drunkest city in America, what do you think it would be? 646-915-9228.
I'd say somewhere in Louisiana.
No. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's up? This is Ryan.
What's going on, Ryan? What's going on?
Not much. Big game today. My roommate's got a ton of hot girls over to watch it.
I love
it.
The big bowl game.
Right now.
The big bowl game.
Yeah.
Who are you pulling for? Who are you pulling for? What do you think the final outcome of the score is going to be?
Super Bowl.
Well, I think I really think the big winner is going to be Doritos. They had a couple good spots last year, but of course Budweiser's always in contention too. So
that's true. But didn't Pepsi pulled out of airing commercials? I think so.
Oh, they did. And there was supposed to be a. Did you see where there was going to be a site, a commercial for a gay dating site? But then, you know, the network said, nah, we're not going to let you put that on there.
Yeah, I believe
football,
it was...
Football, gays don't like football.
I believe it was mancrunch.com. And,
Mancrunch.
Mancrunch.
You mean mandate? Or
mandate?
Manhunt.
No, it was Mancrunch.
No, there's another. It's a different one.
Why do I know all these gays?
Yeah,
why do
you know all these gays? I thought it was Manpit.
Yeah, whichever one it was. I saw the commercial, and it was terrible.
It's Manritos.
Manritos.
You're saying the reason they didn't let the commercial on is just because it was bad.
Because it was bad. It looked like Mike did it in his kitchen. And
like our show.
Poor Giggles.
Yeah, it's true. It was pretty terrible. I think they just wanted the publicity, which they got. So, I mean, they can't complain.
Yeah.
So Ryan, how'd your stand-up go last night?
It was all right. Well, what happened is I was thinking this room can either be really quiet or really noisy. So if it was noisy, I was going to this, like, redneck character and just, you know, yell at people. And if it was not, I was going to be, just do my regular stuff. But when I got there, I just didn't make a decision. So I've never had a set like this before. I brought an iPod with me that had a laugh track on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, like, just talking to people and telling stories, and I had somebody from the audience come up and work the iPod to hit, like, a laugh track. But he kept messing it up, and he played, like, Africa by Toto right in the middle of my set, and so I screamed at him and
down
cursed
in Africa.
And, like, pushed him back and then, you know, apologized and came back to the crowd and said, I'm really sorry. And then when I talked to the crowd, I wouldn't say curse words.
You should have turned it into another...
I mic and saying, can I say penis?
You can say penis.
It was fun. I don't think the crowd had a good time, but I had a blast.
That's important.
You should have turned it into another fist fight on stage.
Well, yeah, a stage one.
Yeah.
The last one was real.
Yeah, I saw
have
that.
You seen
that's
that
pretty.
Video, Dave?
I have seen the video. It's
that's
pretty much you
stuff.
And some guy mocking you, and then you're just like, come up here on stage. Oh, wait, I already am on stage,
yeah.
You bitch. And then he came
right
up and he punched you.
Well, the funny thing is what he was mocking me about, it was all about the Ninja Turtles Nintendo game.
He was calling you out saying you couldn't have beat it.
I fight over it.
It was very difficult.
It was very difficult to beat that game, though. I mean, I don't think you could do it, right?
Oh, hard.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I was bragging about it on stage. I thought, oh, this would be funny to show this video I made of myself beating this video game, and the guy accused me of cheating. And he's been heckling us the whole show, so you don't see that on the video. Because he was heckling us the whole show, I was ready for him, and I started going back, and then he came up and popped me in the mouth.
Was he a good heckler?
Ironically, though, he, after that, became the kind of guy who breaks up fights.
Boo.
He was stabbed, breaking up
Boo.
A fight at a Slayer concert.
No, I'm back. Fuck you.
Yeah, the
Yo.
Guy that hit me, yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
He's okay, but, you know.
Stop wrapping your lips around that mic. It looks like you're sucking a cock. Yo, man crunch? Oh, you can't beat Ninja Turtles. Oh, that's right. I called in, too.
Yeah. Pretty much. He was repressing something.
Pretty much. All right, Jason. So, all right. So, give me your over-under. The Saints or the Colts?
Who do I think's going to win or who do I hope wins?
Hope. Because I got a theory about this. Who do you hope's going to win?
I'm good either way because, like, I'm from the Midwest. So I was rooting for the Colts. But, you know, can New Orleans take a Super Bowl loss? I mean, Christ. That's, like, the worst run of luck of any city ever.
Mm-hmm. They're still going to drink. I'm going to tell you.
I'm good either way.
They're still
going to
drink. They're still going to drink in the streets when they lose or win. So they'll be okay. Dancing in the streets.
Either way, something's getting set on fire, and
exactly.
I'm going to write a song about it.
Dancing in the streets.
Oh.
All right, all right.
Ryan.
Ryan. Jason's over here.
Yeah, don't offend me.
I'm going to turn Jason off. Hang on. All right, Ryan. Go listen to the show. We'll talk to you later. Good luck in your Colts run. But I'm going for the Saints, and you're not American if you don't go for the Saints because, let's face it, they really need this win.
They do.
And, Ryan, I want to...
They do.
I want
to
have...
Then again, just getting there. I mean, it wouldn't be the worst thing that's ever happened to them, right? They're not going to look back 30 years from now and say, God damn it.
This is the right joke.
Can't believe we lost our Super Bowl.
Yeah,
have a good show, guys.
All right, later, man.
I was going to ask you a question.
Ryan, you still there?
No.
What were you going to ask him? I'll answer it for you.
646-915-9228. Well...
Yo, this is big news.
What's big news?
TV. I'm seeing Michael Phelps in the Subway commercial. And you know what, Subway?
He's been in the Subway commercial for a while, right? Why are you clapping for that?
Because who was it that dropped him because he took a couple bong hits? You know?
Wheaties. I think Wheaties.
Wheaties.
Dropped.
Wheaties dropped.
And you know what? Subway's like, you know what? Listen, bro. We'll take Michael Phelps.
We'll
we don't
take
care
Phelps.
If the guy takes a couple bong
now,
hits.
Now, what if they picked up Tiger next? How'd you feel about that?
But Subway doesn't need Tiger Woods. Like,
but Tiger's got a big home. He needs a lot of money to afford these houses he has.
He has 90 girlfriends.
He does.
Is that true? Is this like
It's up there.
You can't fault the guy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you're the best golfer and you're, you know, Caliban-Asian, you know, and you
what
got...
What is he?
Caliban-Asian?
That must be racist.
No. He said he called it. He was like, I'm Caliban-Asian or something. He's like Caucasian, black, Asian, and...
He went to Stanford.
He went to Stanford.
He's white.
He's
What else? What else is
more white than you.
Whoa.
Gays in the military.
On Michael Phelps, I had a dream last night.
About Michael Phelps?
It was about Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps entered the NFL.
Really?
And number 87, and he was a Carolina Panther.
The only way that he could...
Nassim Muhammad.
The only way he could enter the NFL is if the NFL, if they turned the Superdome into a swimming pool.
Like Katrina.
Like Katrina. Well, something like Katrina. I'm not going to say exactly like Katrina because people get offended.
Yeah.
But, yes, like Katrina. And then you fill it with water, and then you're playing water polo pretty much.
Who's LV Biscuits?
Awesome. They're awesome.
When Dave was a kid, he liked to dress up as He-Man.
Is that true?
Is that true?
That's very true.
Yeah.
He-Man. You got the beard going, but He-Man doesn't have a beard.
No, He-Man never had a beard.
Gosh,
He-Man
your beard pisses me off.
I mean,
I know this is
your
birthday.
What about your hair?
My hair is covered in a beanie.
I know, thank God.
And I'll let the hair out. There it is.
Oh, man. Oh, did you shower today yet? Yeah.
No.
No.
It was not covered. It was contained.
It was contained.
Good show, guys.
Do you know that song, Blinded by the Light?
Yeah.
Wrapped up like a deuce. And
you know who wrote that song?
Elton John?
No.
No?
Do you know who wrote that song, Jason?
Springsteen.
Springsteen it is.
I always thought it was wrapped up like a douche.
It is wrapped up like a douche.
I thought it was deuce.
No, douche.
No,
it's wrapped
I think it's deuce.
No, it's wrapped
it's
up
deuce.
Like a douche.
I'll put $2
and
on
it's
it right
actually
now.
Bruce Springsteen who said, oh, I probably would have made a hit out of that song if I just switched the word to douche. Because I think he wanted to say, he wrote deuce, but they sang it douche.
Hey, did
producers on it?
Yeah. How about producers on it?
No, well, if you know,
I
want
to give a shout out to
Swat
a Twat.
Swat
a
Twat.
That's a really funny line on the message boards.
Combed it with a gun.
That's our good old friend Grizz.
Grizz is Swat a Twat?
Yes, he is.
Oh wow,
such a good name.
Very
really
good.
Yes.
Man crunch.
Man.
Hey,
crunch.
What was I gonna say?
Backwards. That's tot-a-taws.
How about that?
Your ability
accident?
To change things backwards is really good. Now, right. What if I said Giggles is a douche? Try to go that backwards.
Bruce Springsteen hates Giggles.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That was it.
In medical news, I think I have sleep apnea.
Why?
Because I've been.
You've been waking yourself up?
I've been waking myself up. I'll fall asleep, and all of a sudden I'll be like. And then, like, I'll snore,
you
and I'll wake
breathing.
Myself up, I guess.
That's
yeah,
what you do.
And
you
I stop
breathing.
And I don't know if it's my sinuses, my nose, what's going on. But
breathe right strips, they work.
I'm thinking about it. Or cocaine. What do you think?
What, did you stay up all the time?
Yeah, the cocaine.
I mean, this is not Nightmare on Elm Street. You don't have to worry about going to sleep.
It's true.
Well, actually, you might. You might die. You might stop breathing altogether.
It's true. Damn it.
What are you writing down over there? Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, Trader Joe's. I'm just having little notes.
Bring anything other notes?
No. Did you bring any notes?
Yes, I got
no.
notes.
What do you got notes?
I got lots of stuff.
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, call in. 646-915-9228. So, Linda Hamilton, we all know her as...
Who's that?
You know Linda Hamilton. Know her as...
Terminator chick.
Terminator chick.
Oh,
thank
right.
you.
Okay, yeah.
She was once married to James Cameron.
That's true.
And she came out with a... she came out and conveniently as James Cameron's movie's the biggest thing in the world ever. She comes out and says he's a huge egomaniac asshole. Just for a little publicity.
Yeah, that's good. I'm going to start doing really, really obvious statements on famous people that I don't know what I'm getting at.
He claims that Cameron walks around the shoot going, take a number when people ask him for things.
That's good.
Yeah.
He does not run with an open door policy.
No.
No.
Linda Hamilton actually has a twin sister. They're both from Maryland. And I knew a girl from the same town in college who said that her twin sister used to go grocery shopping would freak everyone out because she looked like she was preparing for the Terminator invasion. But she was just buying, like, bread and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Her sister or her?
They look exactly alike. It doesn't matter.
That's an interesting thing. So if you were dating a girl...
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much. I want to hold you... Till the feeling me subsides.
You make everything so uncomfortable. So very uncomfortable.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna run around, man.
All right, 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on.
Let's get back on track.
Back on track.
Back on track.
So what happened this week? Anything good? You do anything amazing?
Dave and Giggle.
Week.
Week in review.
That's right. Week in review.
You love that.
I do. It's pretty classy move. So, you do anything this week?
I made some calls.
What do you mean, made some calls?
I make some calls. I'm trying to get some work.
I don't know what that means. Oh, you're trying to get some
work. Trying to get some work. It's tough being a freelancer. I'm thinking about, like, signing up for, like, Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. Just getting a little part-time job.
So, you hate Trader Joe's enough to go work for him?
Yeah. Who would work for him? Because you get, I'm sure you get food for pretty discounted.
You think so?
And then Whole Foods.
It's already discounted. How much could they possibly discount it more?
I don't know. But Whole Foods was looking for employees. You know, and I take a $10 an hour job right now.
Yeah?
Why not? You know, be among the people.
Got no self-esteem. Go for it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
You know? I mean, I'm tired. I need work. I need a...
I'm tired.
I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mexicans.
Was that from Precious?
Tired. Being tired. So, I know... actually, one quick thing about James Cameron, that... terrible movie, that horrible date movie, I don't know what it's called, Dear John or something, that right. just broke James Cameron. That was the first one to break James Cameron movie.
I think that's going
to
end up on the DVD cover of Dear John, is we ended
We
Avatar.
Ended Avatar. I mean, that's really all they have. I mean, oh, God,
well,
they have terrible.
What's his name, Channing Tatum?
Who's that?
What else was he in? He's the dude.
I know, I've seen his face before, but Channing what else
Tatum?
Was he in?
IMDb. Yeah, that's probably going to be more impressive than me trying to say it.
And then try to come up with something.
I think he was in Footloose.
I got this feeling.
All right, so
somebody's tearing me down.
You really want to sing today, huh?
I got some chest congestion. Oh, so I'm in Rite Aid in medical news.
Medical news.
Today, and I opened the thing to get some Mucinex, and a little alarm sounds. Like the Mucinex and the pseudoephedrine stuff, all that crap.
Does it go Mucinex, Mucinex, Mucinex?
Like, this guy's got chest congestion. No, but there was an alarm sounding, so I guess...
In the box?
No, in the there was like a flap, a plastic plexiglass flap that you open, and there was an alarm. It wasn't loud, but it just could let everybody know.
In the store, so the whole store is going
No, just right there. Just like a little...
That mucus family really wants to live in your lungs.
Yeah.
They set up a whole home defense system.
They did. They really do. So I don't understand. So in this aisle of all this medical stuff, there's like some kind of ringing bell.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before.
Meth heads.
It's meth heads. I've never seen it before where it's just located to one aisle. I mean, obviously they have when you leave the store, the you know, the bars, but...
No, it wasn't just the one aisle. It was like the one section of the
medical
shelf.
Aisle.
No, it was just one little section. Everything else was fine, but just this one section that had the Mucinex and the pseudoephedrine and all that other stuff had like a little alarm attached
to it. I've never seen this.
Well, because Mucinex is like 15
to
30
bucks. So
what'd
you do? You throw your hands up in the air and go, all right, I give up?
Well, I did wet myself, but luckily the Depends were right next door, so I got some panties, some man panties.
Wasn't the first time you wet yourself. It sure wasn't the last.
No. Have you ever shit yourself?
When's the last time?
I'm asking you. When's the last time you shit yourself?
Birthday
boy.
It was this morning. I woke up and I was so excited for my birthday. I just went.
All right. I'll be straight with you. The last time I shit myself.
Yeah. I was straight. That was honest.
Really?
Yeah.
You just got so happy. That
so, happy.
So I was.
Is this like I was in the right field? And
no. This is a couple years ago, and I lifted my leg up to tie my
shoe.
How
old were you?
I was like 27.
It was in karate class.
I said it was a couple years ago.
Okay, a couple years ago. I just don't know how old you are. I always assume you're 45.
No.
Really?
You have 28.
Really?
Yeah, dude. All right.
So
do you want me to finish the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I lift my leg up to tie my shoe on a fire hydrant. And I'm tying my shoe, and I had to part a little bit. So I was like, all right, let me
just let it out.
And I think it was the angle that my legs were at, you know, just being like in a sort of stride, runner stride stance there, lifted up, that it just went out. It just like, I sharted myself.
So was it like a wet one? Or
yeah.
Was it like,
yeah.
You also have a lot of lot of gas issues.
A lot of gas.
Like, I've never seen someone have so much gas issues. Like, every time I see you, you're like, oh, man. And you're just letting them rip.
Yeah, I got, well, yeah, I got gas.
You got
what
gas.
Tell you?
So you let it go. What'd you do after that?
Well, luckily, I was a block away from my house, so I didn't have to, you know, but I just, like, ran home. Or sort of, like, squinted.
Mm.
How do you squat? What do you call it when you, like, you have your legs together and
you do the tight ass?
You do the tight ass. It's like a squawk.
This one might be an interesting call. Hold on one second. Yeah, you call. You're on the air.
Oh, boys.
Hey,
how are you
there,
doing,
Johnny. I thought it was somebody else. What's going on, buddy?
All right. I figured I'd give a call.
I love it.
Your random Super Bowl fact of the day.
I love it. You home or you up in Connecticut?
I'm still home.
Oh, nice. All right. So what's going on? Who's going
to
win?
I stay home and listen to you guys.
I love it. Who's going to win the big game today? Who is it going to be?
Well, you know, you were wondering what the Saints roll call little cheer was, and it's who dat.
Who dat? That's
know,
what
a lot
it
of people think that, you know, they stole that from who day, which the Bengals used. But in reality, who dat was what vaudeville performers back in the 30s in the streets of New Orleans used to call out.
It's true. My point on that before.
It doesn't stop the fact that is the gayest fucking thing in all of NFL. And the Colts are going to beat the shit out of New Orleans.
Oh, man, you're not American. But my point before was that NFL, and how they said that no one can use Super Bowl. They were also claiming the rights to Who Dat.
Who Dat.
And they were saying anyone who printed up the shirts that said Who Dat had to pay royalties to the NFL Corporation. Which, these people got to be taken down. They've got to be taken down, and it's going to be Giggles that does it.
It's everything. I'm surprised Nike doesn't have to pay a fee for people to walk in and wearing the shoes that they own.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
That made no sense. Super Bowl. Who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat? Super Bowl.
That is the team that's going to get beat by the Colts. Peyton Manning wins his second Super Bowl ring today. Mark it, fellas.
I'm thinking that Reggie Bush and his big-ass girlfriend is going to trample the Colts. Just trample them. Reggie Bush is going to run up all down all day.
Who
dat?
After today, today will be the worst beating New Orleans because it'll make Katrina feel.
We'll see.
What's the final score, John?
You give me final score.
I say 35-28.
35-28. That's not a trampling,
though. Fucking ass-kicking.
That's 35-28.
Oh, my God.
Well, it'll be, no. You got to think.
Are they going to go up 35-0 and then bench their team?
They'll go scoreless the second half. The Colts will be all over them.
We need to talk about this.
So where's, Johnny, where's your Madden impression? I thought you were doing on a...
What's such hatred?
No, you got that mixed up. We're actually going to have John Madden on the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You need to get him on the show. You know, you got to have let's leave it. The Colts are going to kick the shit out of us.
I love it.
35-28.
I love it.
All right. You guys have a fine show. You're sounding good.
I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Drive safe on the bus.
On the bus. Who dat? Well, I'm glad he called him with that because it brought back my whole who dat thing.
Who dat? Who dat?
Thank you, buddy. So the who.
Who?
Who? The Who is playing halftime.
Gosh, and the real, why do they get all these old-ass bands?
I mean, they're going for the safe bet. You know, like, they're going for the aging rockers. Because, I mean, who else? Who could do besides, like, who do you think will be good next year? Who do you think will be the halftime show?
The halftime show of the Super Bowl next year.
Next year. Who else could play to such a wide audience of Americans where you have people who like country music? People who like rock and roll, people who like...
I think it's going to be Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I think they're going to have to go country because I think they've run out of rock stars. I think that's it. What other bands can
Prince
they get?
Prince was good.
Prince was the best halftime show. Playing Purple Rain in the Rain, that was fantastic.
Only want to see you dancing in the purple rain.
I bet you Prince is crying at home at that Favre vlog.
Like Scrap was crying. He was so angry. So angry.
I heard that's not one of the reasons he was angry, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't go into it.
No.
Maybe one day we will, but not today.
I just add a little salt to the wounds.
You just add salt to the wounds to that poor kid?
Yeah, totally.
Who would be the worst halftime act?
The who?
Yeah, Pink Floyd probably.
Pink Floyd.
Just 90 minutes of ambient.
That would be awesome. They just play, just super psychedelic whale sounds.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really think we should get, like, Michael Phelps to swim as fast as he can for the halftime show.
Just...
like Michael Phelps versus shark.
Yeah, Phelps versus shark. It would be that. Wouldn't that be a better halftime show?
Totally.
Yeah. And then you could mic the sound of his hand slapping the water, and then Bobby McFerrin could come in and do something like that.
Skip, top, top, deep, top. Watch your ass for that shark.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Jason, let's do a little acoustic set.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Happy birthday, Dave. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. And 646 time 15 time 228. Give us a call.
That's good. That's good. Did you get that?
We got that. I think
we would be the worst halftime.
We would be the worst. That would be the worst. Halftime show.
We can't say Who Dat. We can't say Super Bowl.
Can we say halftime show?
I think we can say halftime show. Because that's like saying bench.
Maybe we can't say bench. Oh. Can we say sidelines?
Bench.
Go ahead. What do you got?
You got something good
for
me?
Also in rock news.
That's
I know
great.
You don't like to talk
Listen,
about music.
So have you guys ever seen that thing on a...
I got to figure out what you like. Because I have no idea what you like.
What are you going to bring?
No, go ahead. What do you got to say? Super Bowl.
Producer.
Super Bowl. Like he's all ready, you know?
All right.
Ready?
Have you seen
ready?
What?
Give it to me.
Namaste Yoga.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, Dave. It's your cousin Jeff.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll tell you that.
Thanks, buddy. You listening?
I am listening, actually.
You having a good time over there in Vegas?
I just woke up. We're cooking breakfast.
Breakfast. What time is it out there? 1? Or 11:30, 11:40?
Yeah, about 11:30, 11:45.
Yeah, how hot is it out there? Is it getting warm or is it like cooler?
Like 45 degrees out. And I wanted to get back to that list you were talking about earlier with the drunkest city in America.
Drunkest city in America.
I believe that's Reno.
Hold on, let me bring it up real quick. The drunkest city in America was number 2, Reno. They got number 2, which is surprising. Do you know who scored last on the list?
Provo, Utah.
Surprisingly, Boston.
Wait.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Did all the Irish people leave Boston?
They must have. And actually, number 2 on the list was Yonkers, New York. As last.
Yeah.
As last.
Yonkers
second
is
to last.
For sobriety.
So Reno, surprisingly, you would imagine that, you know, what stays in Vegas happens, you know, whatever that stupid saying is, would be the number 1, but no. Fresno, California was number 1.
Well, as soon as that list came out, I decided to take a road trip to Reno.
How far are you away from Reno?
It's actually far. It's about 8 hours.
Really? I thought you were, like, pretty close. No, I guess I got to come out and visit.
Reno's kind of up near San Francisco a little bit.
Yeah.
It's up near Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, right. Which is where they filmed. What's that show? That the guy just died from it. The old, it's like Rawhide, or it's not that. Bonanza.
Oh, Hee Haw or something.
Bonanza.
Bonanza.
It is Bonanza. They filmed Bonanza at a little house near Reno, right near that lake.
I didn't even know you had a cousin.
Oh yeah, I got cousins.
Really?
Yeah, he's out in Vegas.
Really?
We don't admit it often.
No,
we do not. We don't like to talk about it.
Tell us an embarrassing story about Dave. Can you do that for us?
That was me who said he dressed up as He-Man as a kid.
What?
Was that you? That was you?
He dressed up as He-Man. That was me, yeah.
I was wondering who that was. I figured that you would be the only person who would probably actually know that because I was like 3.
Running around in your underoos. Oh, yeah, it's quite cute.
Yeah, I'm going to do that when the Saints win today.
No, Colts 42, Saints 27, sorry.
42-27.
That's more of an ass-kicking.
Yeah, that is an ass-kicking. But you're not American if you're not going for the Saints. They deserve it.
I do root for America's team, but they're not in the Super Bowl.
Well, we're not going to sit here and talk about the Dallas Cowboys and how you ruined my life. my whole childhood was you rooting for the Dallas Cowboys and the Giants always losing to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, some good news for you, Michael Irvin got charged with rape this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Civil lawsuit. Jesus. Suing him for rape.
Yeah. Wow. Where's he living now? Is he still down there? Or?
Is he in Dallas?
I think he's in Miami.
Yeah. That's figures. They all wind up there, don't they?
That's where he went to college. Sometimes good to just go back to where all your learning happened.
Learned.
To where you got learned.
Where you got learned. All right, what's going out there? You guys going to watch the game? And
I'm going to eat my breakfast, and then I'm going to shower, and then I'm going to the local watering hole and enjoying the game.
Very nice.
You got money on the game?
I do. Nice. I have a 5-team parlay.
Are you coming out here for your you coming out here for your mom's wedding?
Hopefully, if I still have a job.
Oh, that's always the issue, isn't it? Well, you can come out here. You can do the radio show with us. That'll be your job.
Yeah, I'll be your engineer.
There you go. Perfect. All right, we'll go eat breakfast.
Enjoy the game today.
Yes, go eat breakfast. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bro.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Good kid.
Good guy.
Yeah, real good guy. Real good guy. Should do this. Why don't you talk for a second?
All right. So I got a thing about Namaste.
Super Bowl.
Namaste yoga. It's on. Have you ever seen it? It's these.
Wasn't that chick we interviewed on the street? Did she do that?
That was Jolene.
I know Jolene.
She does yoga,
but she didn't do Namaste.
This is a TV
yoga.
show that if I'm flipping.
Are you talking about Lost?
No.
You're talking about Lost, premiered this week. It's amazing.
I hate Lost.
2-hour premiere. It was awesome.
Gosh.
But go ahead, talk about your yoga stuff.
Namaste yoga. It's this program on TV. There's like hot chicks in spandex doing yoga in high definition. All over the world, and good lighting, like a jib arm shots and stuff like that. It's amazing. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
That reminds me of like some 80s commercial where the fat guy's sitting around watching girls in spandex do yoga. Like, is that what you're going to do now? You're just going to sit around instead of watching Cops or what's his name?
Steven Seagal Lawman.
You're going to watch high definition yoga?
High definition
yoga. Have you watched it already?
What, Lawman?
No.
The yoga? Yeah. I watch it every time I see it. I'm like, all right.
What do you get out of it?
Just watching fit chicks do yoga.
Do you do yoga with them, or do you just sit and watch and eat?
I don't know if you'd call it yoga.
It's hysterical. There's a little point over there.
Little bing.
We had a request from a user that I'm fulfilling right now.
Which user requested this?
GM78.
While this is going on, I'm going to play you this, then we can talk about it.
I don't know. Only
category, Jim. Top 10 signs you're obsessed with Lost, number 10.
After each episode, you do an all-kitty reenactment in your basement.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that, my friend.
Early Sunday.
Number 9.
You refer to your in-laws as the others.
Yeah. Number 8.
While visiting New York, you stood over every manhole and screamed, "Good God, a secret hatch!"
See? Exactly what I'm talking about. Number 7.
You're halfway to your goal of licking every cast member.
That's right. That's a sign you're obsessed with Lost. Number 6.
Your friend phoned during Lost. Next day, you beat him to death with a hot poker.
Ooh, a hot poker. Number 5.
You pitched NBC a show about 12 people stranded backstage at Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's right. Number 4.
Co-workers affectionately refer to you as that loser who's obsessed with Lost.
See, there you go. That would be a sign. Number 3.
Renamed dental practice, Flossed.
Well, that's not a bad idea right there. Number 2.
Your wife is getting sick of playing the bedroom game, Find the Castaway.
Ooh. And the number 1 sign you're obsessed with Lost.
You sat through all 10 of these lame jokes.
That's right. Okay.
So here's the interesting thing about Lost.
I don't think we're back on. Are we back on?
Yeah, we're back on.
We're back on.
Actually, I turned you off. No, you're there, buddy. You look good.
You look good.
I figure if you're not going to talk anyway, I might as well turn you off.
I got nothing to say.
This is what I want to know. This is to you. What We got some Yuengling in the house. Beers. Very nice. So what is it that you hate about Lost?
I just don't watch it.
Yeah,
I don't really like watching. Like I don't like TV.
So you'd rather watch Namaste Yoga.
Mm-hmm. It's more interesting to me.
You're more of a documentary man.
Yeah. I mean, I like the History Channel, mm-hmm. Planet Green, Discovery Channel.
Lawman, Steven Seagal. Which is really real.
It is real. It is real. Yep. It's very real.
That's interesting. So as far as like what you like to watch, it's reality-based. So you're the one who kept all those reality shows on all those years.
Mm-hmm. I did. I made the calls, and I said, oh, wow. Stocking up.
Stocking
it's
going to
be a good party today.
Apparently. We got tons of alcohol in the house.
Super birthday.
Did you make some chili?
I made the best chili in the entire.
All right. Today. It's going to
cost.
We'll see
about
cost.
We'll see about that.
Award winning.
Yep. Mm. Well, needs to win an award before.
646-915-9228. Everyone's looking really good. We got about 11 minutes left in the show. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on.
What's the hot topic? We need a hot topic. I feel like we've just been skirting the issues right now.
Here's an interesting thing.
Childhood obesity.
Childhood obesity in the workplace.
You know, I have a story about childhood obesity.
You were fat?
No. I was actually at a summer camp once where I befriended a fat kid. And
caller, hold on a second. Go ahead. Tell us your story. Tell us your story.
The fat kid, there was like a pony ride, and he was too big for the pony. And so he couldn't get on the pony, and he started to cry. And I was like, oh, bud, it's all right, you know? And like we just like hung out, and like I befriended him. And I was like, listen, you don't want to ride that stupid pony anyway. We went around and we had like fun doing other stuff.
Thank you for doing that for me, Giggles.
Caller, you're on the air.
What do Mexicans use to cut their pizzas?
What?
Little Caesars!
It happens. You know, you're going to get the guys out there who call up and do stuff. I don't know.
Little Caesars. Oh, Little Caesars. I got it.
I'm laughing because it took you that long ago.
What? All right.
You loved it.
I loved it. We got some wings going
on. It's going to be a massive party today. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to post them up on the web later. And we're going to make this chili cook-off right.
Yeah.
Do it right.
Do it real right.
So that was your story about childhood. Why don't you get that on here? So have you heard about who they want to take over for Simon on American Idol? I know this is a stupid topic, but it's an interesting who they want to replace him with. Have you heard?
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
1 second.
I'll answer Producer. For him. Howard Stern.
Really?
They want him to
that
replace
would be more
Simon.
Interesting.
It would be kind of interesting. That would make me watch at least one show.
Yeah.
You know, just to see how it works out.
It would not work out.
You don't think so?
He would hate it. Like
he would hate everybody.
Every time someone sang, it would end, and it would be Howard Stern going like, "Hey, Robin, I know you agree with me here, but American Idol, it's a horrible show. It's a horror. The whole thing's stupid.
This is stupid.
This is absolutely stupid." And then he'd fly in the air as Fart Man, and everyone would laugh, and he'd get amazing ratings. But
he'd bring Baba Booey out with the Sibian and have the contestants ride it.
I once, when I was working at Fox, I once saw Baba Booey in the street. And he was being harassed by two, like, I would call them, like, college frat boys. And they were just, like, bombarding him. And he was like, leave me alone! it was really, because he was just screaming and cursing
I'm
at him.
On my way to Little Caesars. Leave me alone!
Leave me alone!
you think Jailhouse Joe is listening right now?
Yeah. Apparently his whole family is listening.
Really?
Yeah.
You think his sister's listening?
His sister's probably listening.
His sister is cute. I will tell you that right now. His sister is cute.
Jailhouse, if you're listening.
And apologies to the entire Marconi family.
Yeah, seriously.
That was just rude.
It was something that Giggles does, though. I mean,
so forward.
She's attractive. I mean, you got to have, like, one attractive member of that family.
Julie, if you're listening, I want you to call and just bash the hell out of him right now.
Please, please nail him.
Nail him. That's great, though.
It's good radio.
It's good radio.
Real good radio. I like how the light's shining on the...
I'm putting a call out. I want the entire Marconi family to call in and give you a piece
right
of
now.
Their mind.
Right now.
Marconis, if you're listening...
I think you just made a nemesis.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Marconi family. You're going to get the Marconi family after you. They're not just going to invent the radio.
No.
What's the... 646?
915-9228.
9228. Here we go. The message is off. Marconi family. They're coming for you, brother.
They're coming.
They're gonna ax me. Are they Italian? Yeah, they're Italian, right? They're Sicilian.
Marconi?
Yeah. Marconi.
He is also Puerto Rican.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. The Puerto Rican Guinea, as many would call him.
Wow. You're just fueling the fire.
Fueling the fire.
Salt to the wounds. Joe was so angry at the improv show, the ones before Jason. He was just so angry. Kept looking.
Yo, buddy, you're on the air.
What's going on?
Here hey, we buddy. Go.
There it is.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding.
Super Bowl.
Wait, what? I can't understand you. Talk slower.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? You up in New York?
I am. I'm upstate. Say hello to my whole family.
Yay!
Giggles wants to talk to Julie.
You want to talk to Julie?
Can we put Julie on the phone?
All right, hold on.
What is happening?
Hello?
Julie.
Yes?
Hey, this is Giggles. I might be one of your biggest fans. I don't know if you've met me yet, but I do think that you might be the most attractive member of the Marconi family.
How awkward.
It's possible.
Who are you seeing?
Moms is definitely.
Dex to Apes.
Dex to Apes. What?
What?
What'd you say?
Next to April.
Next to April.
Yeah, April is. We all know this, but let's move on. Big Joe, Anthony, they're all out there.
They're all out there listening. excuse me, I'm choking up a little bit.
He's
here.
He's getting really blushed.
I'm flushing.
He's
this
about
is embarrassing.
To
pass out.
He's about
this is embarrassing.
To pass out.
Are you? What do you say? What do you say? You go on a date with Giggles.
That he means himself.
Who is Giggles?
Giggles is somebody who thinks you're very attractive, and I would like to go
How
on a
does
date.
He know me, but I'm assuming it's a he.
I'm assuming that he Facebook stalks you. That's the only assumption that I could give, Julie.
He most definitely.
Facebook. Is his Facebook name Giggles?
Yeah, I would. Oh man, I would stay far away.
Julie, listen, I'm drug and disease free. I've got a good job. And
you just said you had aspirations to work for Whole Foods at one point, at one day.
Whole Foods?
Yeah, he works at Whole Foods as a cashier. You want to go out on a date with him?
He's a real person?
Maybe not.
Where, yeah. Julie, where do you live? How can we, when can we meet?
All right, that's it. We're here to say happy birthday, Radio Dave, and vote for Jason Curtis for the Chili Cook-Off.
Jason Curtis. All right, Joe, I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you when the game's on.
I think that
went really well. All right, later.
Later, buddy. Thanks for calling.
I think that went really well.
You think you got a chance?
I think is she like 17?
No, she's like 20, 21, 22.
Really?
Yeah.
She's cute. She's real cute.
That was so terribly awkward. And I know her mom and dad were listening.
That's good.
I hope they come down here and kick your ass.
Big Joe would. He would.
That's
oh,
good.
Man.
I got blushed.
All right, so we got 4 minutes left in the show.
Enjoy the Super Bowl, Marconis, and all of you out there.
Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I want everyone to let's make a bet. Let's who can get the closest. Give us 1 second, caller. We're going to make our announcements. This is the Terry Bradshaw, Fox News, whatever it's going to be, caller or predictions of the Super Bowl. We're going to go to Jason Curtis first.
I got to go Saints. I got to go Hart today, guys.
Hart.
It's going to happen.
You're not American if you don't go Saints.
Hart. It's going to be in Miami. It's Florida. It's down in the South.
That's
near
where I love
the
to
bayou.
Be.
Like the fancy bayou. That's what I call Miami.
The fancy bayou.
They are going to take them down big time.
What's
I'm
the
talking
score?
49-31.
Write that down.
49-31.
Saints.
Saints.
Drew Brees. Sets the single season passing record.
Whoa, in one game.
In one game.
31-30 Colts.
Wow, 31-30 Colts.
What do you got?
All right, I'm going to say 39-26 Saints.
Okay, caller, you're on the air.
All right, John, we're going to go to Johnny here. What is your prediction?
Oh, I told you earlier, 31-28.
31-28. Oh, Madden, we're going to go to you. What is your prediction?
Madden made himself laugh.
And he hung up.
That
was great.
Madden is like a 7-year-old prank phone call.
Joe Marconi says, my mother is pissed at Giggles.
As he should be.
April, I'll take care of him.
We got a 35-31 Saints from Jim 78.
All right, let's go over it again. What was Jason's score? Just really quick. I want
49-31.
I wrote
it down.
Are we willing to put anything up on this?
No.
We're putting up $10 for Haiti on this.
Oh, that's one thing I wanted to talk about. Some girl in high school didn't know that when you text that number that your phone gets charged $10. Okay. She texted that number 188 times.
That's $18,800?
It's right? Like $1,800.
Oh. Yeah.
The Apple Store guy?
The Apple Store guy, get on mic.
not Apple Store, an AT&T Store guy.
Yeah.
Put on his Facebook, like, LOL. I wonder if it, the AT&T Store is going to realize that I've been using all the demo phones to text 909.
That's really good.
That's where we racked up some ungodly bill.
That's really good.
But good for him, though.
Yeah.
That's forcing the man to help.
AT&T can throw a little money towards Haiti.
They should.
Real good show.
Yeah.
I give it like a 4.
All right, so...
I think Mrs. Marconi would give it a 0, as in the same chance you have.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, I think if I can, I'm going to keep my computer set up. We're going to take some pictures. I want to upload them. We'll get them on the website and of the chili cook-off.
Okay.
Chili cook-off. We'll get some pictures up. And we'll let you know who wins. And if you think one looks better than the other, send us an email, daveandgiggles@gmail.com. We'll keep up on it, you know?
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Well, and then we'll see you. Next week should be an interesting show.
60 seconds.
Valentine's Day.
After you just did some pull-ups.
I did 3 pull-ups for your birthday.
All right. We'll see you next time. Have a good
Julie, if you're out there, listen.
Who dat?
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?